We are live. We're live. We're going live.
Si.
Guys, we're live. We're live. I'm going to hit the button.
No.
I'm hitting it. I'm hitting it.
Check.
We're live. We're live in nations all across the world right now.
Testing.
Guys, make sure the cables are connected. The podcast is ready. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
It is Sizzin from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live in the west side of Nashville, Tennessee, in the central time zone with Baser. And from Abu Dhabi to Dubai to Sri Lanka, all the way over to Afghanistan, we are the Sore Losers Podcast on the Nashville Podcast Network.
I love it, Coach. However, I think all the places you mentioned are all like in a one continent.
I mean, that was one small area. Yeah. You do need to go down to like...
Like down to Wichita, Kansas or something.
Or you know? Down to... Zaire is a place, right?
Yeah, but I think that's Africa, too.
But, yeah.
Like Venezuela or something.
Well, what else was Africa?
All right, I'll say Brentwood and Franklin, the county or the cities outside of Nashville.
But you said Zaire is Africa also. What else is Africa?
He said, like, from Abu Dhabi to...
I don't know where Abu Dhabi is.
It's in India, I think. It's over there.
Can I tell you something?
All I'm saying is you say from, like, you know...
But where is India?
Over there where Afghanistan is.
But that's not Africa.
Yes, that's all in the continent of Africa.
No, it's not.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not.
No, there is no
way. Or Asia.
Okay, now you might be onto something, but I don't think Afghanistan is over in Africa.
Guys.
I believe it is.
We're showing our soft underbelly.
There is no chance.
I believe Afghanistan is in Africa. You Googled it, Mike? And it's Asia? I mean, barely, though.
Got
you're talking like barely. You're talking like Niagara Falls, half being in New York, half being in Canada.
Okay, right? All right. So it's not even close.
Coach, I'm glad America doesn't send you to defend our country. You'd go to the wrong place.
You know what? They dropped me off in Egypt.
Now, Egypt
is in Africa.
In Africa.
That's where I got confused. You know what I'm saying, though? It's all the same area of the world. If you're going to say, like, from Sri Lanka down to Jersey.
Still, don't know where Sri Lanka is either.
I don't either.
I have no idea.
Think
so you know what
India.
I'm going to say next time? I'm going to say Caprini Greens to Tent City to Compton. We are the Sore Losers Podcast.
That's fantastic.
And what was the first one?
Caprini Greens. It's one of the...
Don't know what that is.
It's one of the most dangerous places in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. You don't even want to take a bus there.
Is that like 8 Mile, Coach?
It's worse. It's,
you grew up in 8 Mile, right?
No, he went through Detroit one time, and Detroit is trash. He tells us that all the time.
Well, what I say is 8 miles very difficult. It's a very long street, but yeah,
It's
8 miles long. Duh. I mean, hello.
Is that true?
It goes forever. So
really?
It's not just a small spot. I drive by 8 mile all the time, but I'm not Eminem.
What do you mean all the time? You live in Nashville.
To go to the airport. Everybody flies out of Detroit. You always go by 8 Mile.
When you go home, you fly out of Detroit. You land.
Yes, because I live in such a small
area. And that's when he rolls down 8 Mile.
And that's when I always tell my family, I'm like, guys, roll off the side of the interstate. My dad's like, what are you talking about? I'm driving. I'm like, Dad, I got to take a picture of this 8 Mile sign so people think I'm driving by Eminem's place.
Coach, is this one of those things where you're going to have a bunch of listeners tweet us today and be like, no, they're going to tweet and be like, no, you do not go by 8 Mile when you go to the airport.
You want to know what our listeners say? They say that Detroit's fun. You ever seen a picture of people having fun in Detroit? I'll hang up and listen.
No,
on that
it's
one.
A good point. I've never really heard anybody say, I'm going to go on vacation this weekend. Oh, where are you going? Detroit.
Everyone that like Matthew Stafford, is he still with Detroit?
No, he's in Los Angeles.
Megatron.
Right. But Megatron. Those guys, when they played in Detroit, did they live in Detroit or did they?
Dude,
fly in every Sunday.
No, they didn't fly in every Sunday. Oh. They obviously lived there during the season at least because they had practice. But I don't know if they moved their families there. Like, I don't know if Matthew Stafford moved his.
You know what I know about Titans players?
Yeah.
They all live in damn Nashville, and I'll hang up and listen on that one. Delanie Walker, right down the street.
He doesn't play for the Titans.
He did. Mariota did move. But the other guys all live at the Icon Building.
Who else, Coach? A.J. Brown?
Whole offensive line. You kidding me? The other guys live on the bus, bussing with the boys.
Taylor Lewan, he lives in Nashville. I saw him at the The nursery.
But do you think that when they're picking their team, they're thinking like, am I really going to move to Detroit?
Well, what did we find out about Rodgers? He don't live in Green Bay. He was getting a house with Danica and Cali. He was trying to live in Malibu.
Yeah, so he's just only in Green Bay whenever he has to be.
I think Green Bay is one of those places that you're only there when you have to be.
Okay.
Because it's so small.
You think Kevin Durant's in Brooklyn right now?
Yeah.
No. Probably in Austin, Texas, at a Vince Young Steakhouse.
No,
hang up and listen.
See, but if you play for the Knicks or the Nets,
that's like, great.
Then that's awesome. You live in New York City. You don't live in like Boston and then fly into New York.
You think Ja Morant's in Memphis right now? Guaranteed.
That's different.
Probably not.
That's different because it's Memphis.
But my point is that Detroit's not nice. None of those players live there. Memphis isn't nice. None of those players live there.
Wade Boggs, when I was hanging out with him, remember that?
Yeah.
Ever tell that story when I hung out with Wade Boggs?
And then we tried to call him and didn't answer.
Yeah.
Well, he ever call you back?
When I was hanging out with Wade, he said he lived in Florida. So when he played for the Yankees, he said, I just got an apartment.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're only there during the season. So they rent a place. And then when in the offseason, they go home.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know, like, players like Matthew Stafford who were in Detroit. Did they bring their family to Detroit, or did they just live there during the season and then they were out back down to Dallas? Not sure. I would assume that they only lived there during the season, most of them. Sort of like, I don't even know about the Titans players. Some of them may live here all year round, but a majority of them, I would bet, don't live here year round.
But like Ray said, though, they probably fall in love with the city, right?
And
Ray?
If you guys want me to bring it home, when the Bobby Bone Show was in Austin, did every member of the Bobby Bone Show live in Austin?
Yes.
No, Amy lived in the Carolinas, and I will hang up and listen. What you see sometimes isn't reality. These players don't live in those cities, you guys. So what did we learn about Kelly Ripa? I know you guys aren't this in and that. She got busted. They were doing the pandemic. Kelly Ripa was doing Ryan and Ripa or whatever it was.
I don't think it's called Ryan and Ripa.
I think Ryan was a no. It is Ryan and Ripa.
Yeah, but it's Ryan and Kelly.
Yes, but they thought she was in New York City. They found out she was in like some tropical island filming, and she just had bookcases behind her.
It made but it look why like not?
She, but right. Why wouldn't she? She doesn't have to be stuck in New York if she's not going to be going to
the
work.
The Titans have to play right here, Coach. Right downtown on Sunday.
They played it off like she was in New York, but because of the pandemic and all that, she went to St. Thomas.
Remember when one of our bosses, like, he got called into an emergency meeting, but he's like, I can't. And they're like, we need everyone here. And he's like, I'm at the beach. You remember that?
No.
He was stuck. And they're just like, how long have you been at the beach? He's like, a few weeks.
Seriously?
Yeah. But everyone assumed that you're just right here at your house down the street. But his case was like, why wouldn't I be at the beach?
Like, the dead giveaway is like when you can't start to send like Excel documents. People are like, well, why can't you just send it right over? I don't know. I'm having issues. I'm on my phone. I'm at the beach. I can't send an Excel spreadsheet. I can when I'm at my computer at work.
I had this buddy that I knew like from high school that went on an RV like last year, just traveled the country from RV to RV. He's a lawyer. So all he had to do was just like find internet at Starbucks and do a little bit of work there and then keep traveling.
It's amazing. So you're not, nobody's in a city they're saying they're in. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, I'm in Nashville. Come find me.
Yeah, Kelly Ripa was, she was hosting Kelly and Ryan from a Caribbean island where she was secretly quarantining with her family.
But that's okay.
Right, no, there's nothing wrong with
but
it.
But they put on the front, the facades key, like they were in New York doing the show.
I guess,
do
they say live from New York or something?
Live from New York, the Big Apple. She's like, oh, traffic was terrible today. There was a lot of boats. I mean cars.
Sort of like PTI, if you watch that on
what
ESPN.
What the hell's PTI?
With Wilbon and Kornheiser.
Pardon my take.
No, pardon the interruption.
Oh.
That half the time, Wilbon's in Arizona or where.
Right, but they show that. They
but
show
I think what Ray's
screen.
Saying, it's like Saturday Night Live. If they were like, live from New York, we're Saturday Night Live. But they're really in like.
Memphis?
Yeah, Memphis. They'd be like,
maybe they're in Sacramento.
You weren't going to tell us you were in Sacramento?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. It's sort of like our show. We say we're live from Nashville.
No, we don't.
But sometimes.
We never say that.
Sometimes Bobby's in L.A.
We never say we're live in Nashville.
We used to.
There was imaging back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And it was like live from Nashville,
Music Row,
Tennessee. But I think we got rid of
it. No, we had to update it to live from a telephone line.
Live from like 100 different places.
I don't even know how we got on this.
Great topic.
Who knows?
But speaking of Rodgers, everybody's freaking out. Oh, Rodgers is really putting a line in the sand now. He is not.
Who's freaking out?
Everybody, like, this is really getting deep now that Rodgers has not shown up for minicamp. I'm like, God.
He said it could cost him hundreds of thousands.
Can I ask you guys questions?
Yeah.
What the do you do at minicamp? And why?
It's a mini version of what you would typically do.
Why?
Like mini bar.
It sounds. What do you call it when they call a meeting, but it's not required? It's not mandatory. It is optional.
Right.
It sounds like minicamp is optional.
Rodgers absent from mandatory minicamp.
Oh, mandatory. Okay.
Which he can get fined $96,000 a day.
And to him, is that? I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money to him.
$95,000.
But it's not a lot.
This is gambling to him. He's expecting to get maybe paid by another team more to supersede that $96,000.
Here's
Coach,
the thing.
Do you know how many thousands of dollars it takes to make a million?
10.
If he misses 10 days, that's $1 million. How is this not a lot of money to him?
I mean, dude, you're talking about Zeke.
Like, I don't think you understand money. $95,000 a day is a lot of money.
Why did Zeke stay in Cabo when he was supposed to be at Cowboys training camp? For more money. That's what Rodgers is doing.
He's trying to get more money, but he's going to take a blow, Coach.
Well, he also went to Hawaii. Didn't Rodgers go to Hawaii?
Oh, he's like, I think he's just chilling in Hawaii.
What are you doing? You calculating?
No, I'm looking up career earnings for Aaron Rodgers.
It doesn't matter, though. $1 million for someone that has made $50 million is a lot of money to just throw away.
Are you guys seeing a theme here?
What is
it? Where did Zeke go when he was holding out?
Cabo.
Where did Rodgers go when he was holding out?
Jersey.
Hawaii.
Okay, sorry.
They go to these tropical places to make people think that they're just chilling, they're cool, calm, and collected. But really, they're losing their...
No, Rodgers is not worried about this because this is what's going to happen. We can say he's getting fined $96,000 a day,
it's
whatever.
A lot of money.
Right? But if they're going to make nice, if they're going to get Aaron Rodgers back on their team, if he's going to come back and play for the Green Bay Packers, the moment he shows up, they're going to say, you know what? Those were excused absences. We're not going to fine you. There's no way, and if he's going to play for the Packers, he's going to have to pay those fines. So he's going to get every single dollar he's owed. So we make a big deal out of about, $96,000 a day. He's getting every single penny of it.
I don't understand. So, like, if you're getting a divorce, right? You're going through a divorce, and it is dirty, and your wife is like, I'm not coming back unless you do this, 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 and that, right? And you're like, Coach, you. I'm not doing any of that. Well, I ain't coming back then. Then you ain't going to get your wife. And the husband's like, we ain't man. You then. I don't really care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go through all this, and then finally, like, somebody complies, and then they get back together, and the marriage is supposed to be good. How is this going to be good after the fact?
This happens all the time with
know,
players.
I don't understand, though. I don't understand. If I fight with you over money, and then we finally, after like 3 weeks of fighting, dirty fighting, and then we're back together. Is everything okay? 100%?
No.
I still hate you.
There's still there's a Band-Aid on
right.
it.
So how are you going to win Super Bowls when you have deep, deep wounds?
I mean, Zeke came back, no problem.
And he sucks.
But he didn't win Super Bowls.
And
he was
so
worse
know,
than before he went to Cabo.
Aaron Rodgers' career earnings?
Yeah.
$240 million.
Coach, he doesn't. So you act like he has that in a treasure chest at his house.
I don't think a $5 million fine is really going to hurt Aaron Rodgers. Oh, no.
Oh, so he made all that in his entire career?
Yes.
And he didn't spend any of it? I guarantee you he spent half of it.
Oh, but he also has endorsements.
Yeah, so he has $120 million
no, Coach,
laying
the career
around.
Career earnings is everything.
No, this is just salary.
Coach, you know who figured that number that's sitting on Google that we just Googled?
SportsTrack.com is where I went. But here's what I'm saying. I understand, Eddie.
You guys act like $100,000 isn't a lot of money.
To him, it's nothing.
It's
like a dollar to him.
It's like to you, it's like $10,000.
No, that's probably a terrible example.
Yeah, terrible example.
You know $10,000?
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
No, it's like $100,000 to me. I am nowhere near his level. We are, none of us are. That's what I'm saying. It's like a dollar to him when he has $240 million in career earnings just for football. This $96,000, you don't give a crap about that. And that's the thing. He's going to get it all back once he shows up. Once they, come together and they say, Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya.
They're going to sing that song together?
Yeah, that's what happens. They're going to make Kiss, make up, and he's going to get all that money back. There is no
way.
How
do you make Kiss?
What?
You mean make love.
No, Kiss and make up. Oh. They are going to give that money and say, hey, it's excused absences. We're not really going to fine you if they want any way for this relationship to work. Now, if he goes to another team, they'll probably be like, oh, here, we'll restructure your deal and make sure you get all that money back. He's not losing any money.
The
That's
relationship of sports teams expert, Lunchbox. I mean, I'm Dr. Phil of sports.
It's very dysfunctional, if you ask
But
me.
It's just like Ezekiel Elliott. When he came back, guess what? He didn't lose any money. They didn't fine him eventually. They eventually were like, oh, okay, you know what? Those were excused absences. No big deal. And he got his new contract. And I'm so sick of this Aaron Rodgers drama. Like, if he gets traded, let's talk about it. Like, oh, big deal. We knew he wasn't going to go to minicamp. We knew this. We didn't think he was going to all of a sudden surprise and jump out of a birthday cake, did we? I mean... No,
that would have been cool. Coach.
That would have been a great way to enter.
Badass. I actually thought that's how it was going to go down.
I mean, how cool would that have been?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been saying, I'm not going to come. It's going to work out. So, but Colin Cowherd, he has a great idea. This is what he said. He said the Packers need to call his bluff, which I say you can't. You got to call his bluff. And then wait until midway through the season when it's a deadline and the Broncos are 2-6. Then you trade him to the Broncos. So then... You called his bluff. Then he gets out of Green Bay, which he wanted, but they're already 2-6, so they ain't going to go to the playoffs anyway, so screw him.
They can do that?
Yeah, you can wait until the trade deadline and trade him. That's pretty smart.
I mean, I feel like a team should always call the player's bluff. Look at Le'Veon. You call their bluff, they've got no power.
Well, they have no power.
How does Colin Cowherd think of that? Nobody in the front office thinks
of
that.
I'm sure they do.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure they've thought of
But
all
really,
sorts of
every
scenario.
Team should call... Every player's bluff.
Right. It's but here's the thing.
No, because guys, you're not the only good quarterback out there.
Well,
I understand it's hard to find.
But it's just like poker. It's hard. How do you know if they're bluffing?
It's hard to call.
He is bluffing. He's old.
What, is Rodgers wearing like sunglasses at the poker table?
Well, he's wearing them in Hawaii. I saw that when he was playing the guitar.
Does he have to show the camera when he wants to hit?
Scrape that belt. Scrape. Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. I would call their bluff, but here's the thing. That takes a lot of guts to A, just let Aaron Rodgers sit and rot when you could trade him.
But who cares? Who loses in that?
The Packers
no.
lose. Yet, how do they not lose?
Because what you let him rot, like you get someone else that's good.
How hard is it to get someone good?
Well, it's
very
hard.
Hard.
It's hard, but you
but
can build
to that.
But
what I'm saying is they could trade him for assets. They could trade him for 3 number one picks and a couple players. So you can get a treasure chest.
Treasure chest.
Treasure. That's a trust one.
Treasure chest.
Treasure chest.
Should have went with another
crap.
Analogy.
No. Back for him. But at the same time,
like
that means you
bank.
Are punting. You are giving one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL away.
Who cares? Who cares?
And when you said that it was 90 days until the NFL, you tricked us. It's 3 months.
That's 90 days, Coach.
You made it sound a lot better than it was.
Coach, it's the same thing. Half is glass full, half is glass.
I thought we were right outside the NFL.
They're having mini camps. Like, this is it. Like, they're starting.
Let me tell you this. I used to go to the gym. This is probably a terrible example of something, but I used to go to the gym during the summertime at Texas State during college.
That was 20 years ago.
And I'd go to the gym, and it would be during these months, June, July, August, and it would piss me off so much when somebody left the TV on NFL Live. Because who cares about the NFL during the summertime? And we are doing that right now, and I just hope we're somewhat interesting about it because it's giving me flashbacks to NFL Live my sophomore year of college, and I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, Coach, the sports world, that's what they do. They talk about sports off-season just so they can keep the talking going.
But they have important stuff like NBA playoffs they could be talking about.
I understand.
Why are in NBA
Ask
stadiums?
Lunchbox.
I just saw the other night Utah Jazz. Why is their stadium not full? Is that there's still weird state mandates.
COVID still exists.
Yes, there's still state mandates. That's the thing. And I'm sorry, the NBA playoffs, the Western Conference, all West Coast teams in the final, in the semis is just killing me. Like, I can't stay up and watch those games. I watch the first quarter, and then I'm like, well, I'm not going to stay up to midnight to watch this, so I got to go to bed, and I guess I'll just wake up in the morning. I feel like Ray watching a basketball game. Like, why do I even start it? Mm-hmm. Knowing that I'm not going to be able to finish it.
Well, I remember sports has always been like this. Back in the day, my dad would say, oh, I stayed up till midnight last night watching those games. So games have always been out of whack with parents and people trying to go to bed and stuff. I wish they were at a good time. I mean, they are for California people.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you...
I do wish Saturday mornings had sports. Like, I wake up Saturday morning early.
Premier League. Soccer.
God, Coach, I ain't watching something happening across the pond. I want something happening here on our soil. Everything starts at 11 the earliest.
Well, okay, so you're saying you need stuff even in the morning.
Early, Coach. When we're making breakfast, I want to see a basketball game. Let's get going.
You want the NBA players to get up at 4 in the morning to get ready for their 8 a.m. tip.
That's when I'd get in trouble with Bay. It's when she caught me.
What?
Damn soccer game on at 8 a.m.
Oh, she knew you were doing a little.
It's a telltale sign.
Yeah. Sign you're cheating, huh?
Coach, those are bad days, Coach.
I cheated on my wife! Coach, there's no way you can play off when there's soccer on the TV and she's making breakfast and coffee.
Hey, Coach, I mean, you brought it up, but I mean, let's move on. Those were dark days.
Yeah, we don't talk about those days.
Well, Eddie brought it up about Saturday mornings, Coach.
But right, I'm saying to watch.
But you're right. I don't know why some arenas can have a lot of fans, some arenas can't. I don't really understand the rules.
I think you answered that question.
It's the states?
States. States and city rules.
It's sort of like you can go to the grocery store, no mask, go to a restaurant, no mask. Hey, your wife has a sonogram appointment, you know, because my wife's pregnant.
My wife? Why are you pointing at me?
I'm talking about me. I can go with her.
You're pointing at me. I was like, excuse me.
We just had to
you
wear.
You told us in the van, Coach.
We had to wear masks when we go in there. Cool. So yesterday, I go to take Waldo to his vet appointment, and it's like, whoa, call us. We'll come get your dog. You're not allowed inside the building.
Excuse
what?
Me?
Have they heard about the state mandate?
Hello, people. I can go to the grocery store. I can go eat at restaurants.
I'm vaccinated.
I can go to a bar.
I can go to a strip club and see some titties.
I just went last week.
I can go all these places, but I can't go in to see the vet with my dog.
Coach, speaking of your dog, how's your dog doing?
Well, we'll get to that, but that was yesterday.
That's on the rundown?
Yesterday's appointment, I was like, hold on. It said, yeah, stop. Do not enter.
Collaborate and listen.
You must call, and we will come out to your vehicle and get your pet. And I'm like, this can't be
right.
That
must be an old rule.
So I called, and I'm like, hey, can I come in? No. We'll send a vet tech out there to pick up your animal.
Wow.
And I was like, and so they came out, and they talked to me, and I'm like, so I'm just supposed to sit in my car? And they're like, yeah, the doctor will call you after he does his examination of your animal.
Didn't they hear about Mayor Cooper? Been lifted. Mandate's over.
Mayor Cooper?
Our mayor.
Oh, that's his name?
Yes.
Coach, I had no idea.
But that's what I thought it was kind of crazy that you can go anywhere, but you can't go see the vet. Now, and I thought about it.
My corner gas station, too, they still got 4 signs on the door, Coach. They don't want anybody in there without a mask.
My question is, did they become a vet because they don't like dealing with people? So they had this thing during the pandemic where they didn't have to interact with people. So like, man, let's just keep this a rule from now on, and we're just no longer going to allow people in the vet.
A lot of jobs did get easier with that pandemic because they didn't have to clean the table. I bet Chick-fil-A loved it that they just had a drive-thru because they're professionals at drive-thrus. They didn't have to even work on the inside. So you know what I'm saying? Chick-fil-A is known for efficiency in the drive-thru. They were able to focus on strictly the drive-thru for an entire year. Now that they had to open up the inside and went in the inside, they're kind of like, you get that feeling that, well, we wish we could focus on our drive-thru. Now we have to clean tables.
Oh, cleaning the tables, and there's so many people.
Well, they're sending employees now to do other stuff when before, dude, they had a freaking factory getting people their chicken filet, baby.
Hey, speaking of drive-thru, get that button ready, Coach. I was getting Burger King yesterday.
Don't know which one.
You know the button. I was getting Burger King yesterday, and I could pull up to the drive-thru to get my order.
That's healthy for your walk.
What?
That's good for your wedding diet.
Can't get a cheeseburger, guys? I mean, now you're shaming me? Where's Amy?
Amy! Coach, you went for the...
Help me!
Amy! Amy! Make fun of what I eat.
You went from the McConaughey diet to the what? The Burger King bubble butt diet?
You know what? I didn't get the combo, though. I just got the burger.
Oh,
I just got the sandwich.
Oh, Coach, man of health.
Thank you. So anyway, I pull up to the window, right? And I'm getting my order. And the lady goes, hey, John, whatever the guy's name is. She's talking to the guy, the cook or whatever, someone do back there. He's like, hey, hurry up. The cars are back getting backed up. And he goes, hey, settle the down. Here are your fries. And then I look at him like, what? And then he looks at me and they both look at me like, oh, crap. We just did this in front of the customer. And the guy just walks up and shuts the window.
Usually those combos happen behind closed doors.
Hey, and then when she opened back the window up to give me my food, I'm like, hey, tell him I heard everything. It's all good. Tell him not to worry. I won't tell the boss. He's all good.
The one I go
to. You should tell him. It's about time.
Yeah. Hey, where are my fries?
The Taco Bell by my place, it's been wide open. And it's awesome. But, yeah, I go there always on Sundays. Just, you know, cure a little bit of a hangover. But I don't know if they're playing. Same situation as Eddie. But whenever the window comes open, it's a 21-year-old kid, maybe a 29-year-old mom. But, I mean, she'll be like, hey, I'm seriously, hurry the fuck up.
How do you know she's a mom?
I mean, she has
a kid with her?
Coach, she has that look.
You can tell that after breastfeeding.
Stop it.
After breastfeeding, the breasts hang a little bit lower.
Stop. That's how you know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to say it because we're all politically correct. She's a little bit heavy. I feel like she's had kids. Okay.
Coach, she can't just eat a lot of cheeseburgers?
Okay, maybe she does.
Or she eats a lot of chalupas. I mean, she's working at Taco Bell, she's eating the
little chalupa for the customer.
Or the Doritos Locos taco. I mean, maybe she's snack. Oh, a cinnamon twist here.
A little cinnamon twist
there.
For me. A little Baja Blast for me. Mommy.
And so multiple times where I've seen it, I guess they're the Sunday staff, and the window will come open, and she'll say, I'm serious, hurry the fuck up. And he'll be like, fuck you.
I'm telling you.
But they say it, it's kind of funny, but at the same time, she's like, boy, I'm going to hit you in your fucking head.
Uh-huh. And what do you do,
Coach? They look at me. They want me to just think it's funny. Like, obviously, they know I'm not going to tell their management or whatever.
Oh, that's probably the manager, the lady.
But the
probably
play
the
fight.
27-year-old mom.
Like, let's be real.
I'm telling you, the play fight gets a little intense sometime where she'll just be like, seriously, though, where's his fucking pop? And then I'm like, well, yeah, where's my fucking pop? And so then we all are just talking to each other like that.
You know how I know that story's not right? Because there's no damn way they say pop.
That's true.
Well,
they do in Detroit.
I convert it,
Coach.
Oh,
on 8 Mile.
8 Mile. Yeah. On the way to the airport.
So, back to the vet.
Yes.
So, I'm, you know, because my dog.
How's your dog, by the way?
Well, that's what. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Well, so this
I
was.
I knew you were looking for that transition.
This was the oncology appointment because my regular vet had some gross removed from my dog. Came back.
Ray wasn't here when you
got
the call.
Here. I heard it, Coach. I was here.
No, you weren't.
I was running it.
No, you weren't.
Okay. No, oh, he was.
Coach. Look at my eye.
I know what you're saying. Quote
Look at
unquote,
my eye.
Quote unquote.
You
Ray had
here.
To go to get his Botox.
You were mad.
Anyway.
You were mad at Lunchbox.
No, I don't
for
know
not
what day this
including
was.
Including
anyway,
him.
Thank
anyway.
You for sticking with the storyline.
So
it's on the rundown, Coach.
So he had some gross removed, and some of them came back cancerous. And so that's what my vet had called me,
damn
and I
it,
took the
coach.
Call live on the podcast. Coach. Which was a terrible decision, and I didn't even know it was my vet, but it was a phone call, and Eddie's like, take it.
I was expecting something else.
Sometimes you gotta do it live!
And so I take it, and I'm like, oh, man. So I make an appointment with the oncologist, and man, here we are a month later, and that's the first time they could get him in, and so I'm like, okay. So I go, and I'm gonna walk in, I'm gonna talk to the doctor, and I get stopped at the door by 6 different signs, and I'm, okay.
The sign stopped you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I stopped. A big stop sign on the door.
Come on, who reads those signs?
So I was chest to chest with this sign, and sign told me to get out.
I can tell the sign was yelling at me because the words were real big.
No.
It said stop.
Because as I'm standing there, some guy walked in, and he got ushered right back out.
Usher.
He got sent back by a sign.
He got sent back by the people
the
inside.
The sign did that?
No, the door opened. He walked in. They're like, boop, 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 boop. And he came backing up. Like, you know how Ray was doing the butt backup at the
yes,
wedding?
Yes, when he was grinding butts with other ponytail.
Yeah, dude. He would go butt back, and he'd come sliding out of the dance.
Yes.
Or that's exactly what happened. That dude was sliding backwards with his butt facing me, just woo.
And you were ready to receive him.
No, I wasn't ready to receive him, but I was just like, okay. So they take him in, and I'm like, so should I leave? Is this going to take a while? She's like, no, 10, 15 minutes. Okay. 35 minutes later, I get a phone call from the doctor. And he tells me
this. Do it in his voice.
No, how's it going? Okay. Oh, my goodness. And he's
Rod's the doctor?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't remember how he sounds. He's like, because he helped me with my last dog had cancer also,
yes,
my other dog.
Yes.
And so he's like, how have you been doing? You know, we talk a little bit. And he's like, all right, this type of cancer, there's three types. There's one that's when it's in the organs, it's very aggressive and very hard to treat. Your dog doesn't have that.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm like, great. And if I could tell you the type of cancer, I would.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were
going to
tell us that.
They say big words, and I'm just like, I don't know what you're saying.
Coach, so, I'm not even being funny, but because you said there's three, did we want the bullet point numbers, which I can give you if you want them?
Yeah,
yes.
Number one.
No, I'll put that as three.
Oh, number three.
Number three.
Is the one that's in the organs, like in the liver, things like that, and it's very aggressive, hard to treat, and spreads rapidly.
But he does not
but
have
luckily,
that.
But luckily, Waldo does not have that.
Yes.
Number two.
Number two.
Is so like a skin cancer.
Melanoma.
It's not melanoma, but it's where your dog gets it. Pit bulls get it a lot because they don't have fur on the underbelly, and they like to go bask in the sun.
Yeah.
And they lay there on their back, and they soak up the sun. And it doesn't spread very rapidly. It's very rare, and you won't lose your dog to this. It's not. It's they cut those growths off, and that's the last they see
of it. That's not a bad one.
That's not a bad one.
Okay.
And then number one.
Number one.
Is a combination of those two.
Like, oh, God, that sounds terrible.
Right. So it can be the part skin and part it's in the organs and it spreads, and you don't really know how to treat it because it just is chaos.
And he didn't have that one either.
No, he had number two. Okay. He had the number two, and so the doctor said, look, so what you do is when he's going to be out in the sun. Oh,
that's
let me
the best
you.
One, yeah, coach.
The best coach. One.
So I just put a little sunscreen on him like I do myself.
I took my clothes off and I sat out there with him naked.
Yeah. You know, were you asking, was he naked or was I naked? Because I got a sunburn too.
We hey, basked in the sun together.
I was out there in my lawn chair. You know how I see, look at the neighbor lady, big old titties. Boop, boop.
Morning, Barbara.
But you nailed it. If he's going to be out in the sun for a long time, put sunscreen
exactly.
On
exactly.
Wow.
On, wait, so on your dog you put sunscreen?
Excuse me, Waldo, can you get my back? I'll get yours.
Hold on, sweetie. I'm putting it on the dog and the kids. Can you help out a little bit?
Yes. If he's going to be out in the sun for multiple hours, I need to rub baby sunscreen on his belly.
Oh, SPF 45.
50 or above.
50?
50 or above.
That's heavy.
50's
and
good.
And we're going to be on an anti-inflammatory.
Coach, he's not going to get a tan with 50.
Coach, I put 50 usually on my...
Well, I will have to rub some around that area.
I mean, it's like wearing a jacket, Coach. He ain't going to get no tan with 50.
You
may want to mix the 50 with a little bit of tanning oil just so he can get a little bronze.
He's a little older now. He doesn't care about a tan. He doesn't need a tan.
It's kind of pale.
This is, this is to keep him safe. And that's the thing. He does have pale skin. So
that's what I'm saying.
So he needs his sunscreen because he's more susceptible to the sun.
Dog, you're going to start looking like tan
we know
mom.
Some people that have a tanning person. They can probably go to the house.
Oh, the spray tan?
Spray tan.
Oh, get that base coat?
Yes.
I mean,
we can get that hooked up. We can get that hooked up.
Like, give me the number when we're done with this. But yes, it was absolutely great news. And he said, look, I don't think you really have much to worry about. Ugh. It does not. This is not something you're going to lose your dog to.
This is fantastic.
And I mean, then I cried.
But it was good news.
Yes, but the stress and worry from the past month has been, oh, my gosh, what am I going to have to do? Is he going to have to do chemotherapy? Is this the end? Does he have like a month to live? I had no idea. You had all these scenarios. And then I start thinking about how the hell am I going to tell my kids?
How can you describe the connection you have with your dogs? Because my dog, when she pees on the floor, I want to kill her.
Okay.
And so if I got a call from the doctor at that moment, I would be like, well, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But for you, that's not the case.
Well, I mean, I get frustrated with my dog sometimes.
Yeah, but what's the connection that you have
man,
with your dog?
Man, I don't even know how to describe it.
You have to. And you're about to cry right now
I'm
for
not,
people that are listening.
I'm not as articulate
like,
as I
and
need
And when
to
I called
be.
My wife yesterday to tell her the good news, she cried.
She cried, too.
She cried.
Probably because she knows how important he is to you.
Well, I mean, was the doctor like, get on my waiting room?
No, Ray, if you were listening to the whole story, I wasn't in the waiting room, remember? Because I had to wait in the car.
Doctors are like, what's wrong with you? Are you crying right now? Get the hell out of here. Hey,
go get some baby oil and go home.
Hey, he's like Terry Bradshaw. Get the hell out of here.
Get out of here, Kenny.
Get the hell out of here, Kenny.
The bond between my dog and it's just like, I mean, I've had that dog 12 years. It's just something. It's a part of me. It's like my best friend, and it's always happy to see me. And he made the move with me from Austin to Nashville. And I mean, it's just, I don't know. The bond is just something. It's a best friend. It's like losing a best friend. If you
are you going to be willing to have that relationship again with another dog?
Yes.
Later in life,
I'll
once you have kids and everything,
I'll have to. I've had a dog my whole life. Like, I've had dogs my entire life.
Even you had a childhood dog?
Yeah. Nikki and Cricket.
Nikki and Cricket?
Yeah.
Chirp, chirp.
Nikki was crazy. She could jump a 6-foot fence.
Uh-huh.
She would go up in the second story, knock out the screen, jump out on the roof, and jump down.
Oh.
She would follow us to school and run around the outside of the school waiting for us.
How did she die?
We had to put her down.
Okay.
She would.
I didn't know if she maybe like broke something.
No,
like
no, she would. She never broke a bone.
Wow.
Ever. She would knock out the screen downstairs, go across the street, unlatch the gate for the neighbor's dogs and bring them over. In
Dang,
the, and
they she would was like.
And they would climb in our window and they would all be running around our house.
What?
100%.
That must have been a yellow lab, I tell you,
sure
you right
they
there.
Weren't real people?
I mean, she was like a human. I mean, she was so smart, so, just wanted to be around to us. It was, and then her back hip did go out, and we put her in a wheelchair.
I figure after a while. Wheelchair? Yeah. So she would wheelchair with the front paws?
Yeah, the front paws would be her, and the back two were up in straps, and she would roll around.
And what about Cookie?
Cricket.
Cricket.
Cricket, just old age. We had to put her down. Like, one day she had a tumor, and she started bleeding out her rear end, and so we had to take her in and put her down. Yeah. But Nikki, when we put Nikki down, I was in college. I may have been a sophomore in college. So I came home. I had to take my day, the day off work from Sam's because of this. And hey, I'm not going to be able to come in. They understood. And I thought my dad, I was like, oh, we don't need to put her down. And I didn't think my dad cared. My dad cried and cried and cried. And I was like, I think that might have been the first time I saw my dad cry that I can remember. And I was like, okay, he cares. He cares. Like, I was like, he doesn't care. That was when I was like, damn. But, yeah, so that's the bond with dogs is just something I had.
So you've had a total of four dogs your entire life?
No, I had Nico for a short time.
Oh, Nico Jackson?
No, some dog my sister found at 35 and Slaughter outside the IHOP. Cute. And she brought him home to
Nico.
Me.
Nico.
And, yeah, Nico had a lot of health problems. I mean, tore ACL like three times.
Whoa, basketball player?
Sounds like Boogie Cousins.
Nico played ball?
Nico did try to play ball, yeah. And just, I mean, injuries really derailed her career.
Oh, yeah. Man, I had like 30 dogs growing up.
What?
Okay, 30 of them. What are you, Michael Vick?
No, Coach, I mean they just kept coming in. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, we had Dolly when I was real young, Duke, don't know how they died. When I was real young. And then we got a bloodhound named Heather. My dad ended up selling her because she was a full bloodhound and she was worth a lot of money. So my dad sold her. We had a dog
what
named.
What in the world? You are Michael Vick.
We had a dog named Choconeno. He was a chow chow with a purple tongue.
How do you spell Choco Herner?
Who knows? Choconeno was his name. He licked a toad and died. Like, he licked a toad and started foaming from the mouth and just died. Boom, right in front of me. We had a lab named Stone.
Oh, my God.
It was a blue heeler named Turtle. He was
badass.
Oh,
that's kind of rude. After your dog died from a turtle, you name it Turtle?
No, a toad.
Oh, toad.
Yeah,
sorry.
And then we had Chihuahuas named Mimi. Mimi was a Lhasa Apso, so we had that one. And then, Mimi ran away. We were in South Padre Island. Mimi ran away. We thought she ran away, but my dad was convinced she got kidnapped. So my dad hired a private investigator to find Mimi.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You know how Ray says people waste money on stupid things?
How much was Mimi worth?
Who freaking knows? I hated that dog. That dog hated me. I hated that dog. But one night, we were all in the backyard grilling, and a car slows down and just stops right in front of our house. And my dad's like flipping the meat, looks over. He's like, is there a car over there? And then the door opens, door shuts. Car takes off, and here comes Mimi running to us.
How long later was this?
I'm talking about a month.
How did they know where you lived?
That's what I was wondering. Who knows? Who knows?
Mimi didn't tell you?
Mimi didn't say
so. That is
hit it, Coach.
Oh, I'm not on that page.
Okay, that's all right.
That's when you would want to talk to your animal. Like, hey, Mimi, what went down?
Well, you need to talk to the investigator. What did they find out?
Private investigator didn't do anything, but apparently Mimi was so annoying that the kidnappers were like, we need to send you back to where you came from.
They actually brought her back to your house instead of just, like,
crazy.
Dumping her.
And then.
Or you would have thought they would have.
Oh, I'm on that page.
Hit it.
You would have thought they.
Be ready.
I mean, instead of just.
There we go. Great. Good payoff, Coach. And then later on, we had a Chihuahua named Telly.
You already had a Chihuahua.
No.
You've had about 20.
I'm not lying. We've had a crap ton of dogs. Telly was my dad's favorite dog in the whole wide world. I mean, really, he would tell all of us to off if we ever, like, made fun of Telly. Not messed with her. Not, like, you know, did anything bad to her. If we talked bad about Telly, my dad would say off. And then my dad takes Telly to a national park. They're on vacation, him and my mom. Takes Telly out to go pee. A hawk.
Stop it.
Made a pass.
Grab Telly.
No way.
And took Telly.
They can do that, dude. I see him do it in my cat every day.
I'm not laughing. It's terrible.
Hold on.
My dad.
So it was like a movie.
I wasn't there. This is what my dad says. He says, and I don't know where. The hawk just came in and took Telly. I mean, he can't tell the story without crying and leaving the room.
Listen, I just had this experience with Billy. They have a small Yorkshire Terrier, and he said he has to watch when he's in the backyard taking her for the bathroom.
Yes.
Because hawks will look.
Yes.
And there's been some that have made small passes, not full to the ground. They full send, but it was halfway there.
Yeah. So then after that, they got another Telly 2.
No, he did not call your dog Telly 2.
Yes.
You are kidding me.
There was Telly 2.
Your dad named the dog Telly 2.
Yes. And Telly was from the hood, and she was cool. We actually bought her in the hood. Dirt cheap. And then Telly had a brother named Milo.
Telly 2 or Telly 1?
Telly 2. No, Telly 1 left.
Right, so Telly 2 had a brother.
Telly 1 was dinner to a bunch of birds. And then Telly 2 had a brother named Milo. And then he also had a sister named Chiquita, which I got. Me and my wife got Chiquita. We had Lulu. Those were our last Chihuahuas. And then there was Sammy, who was a rare silver Chihuahua that we had. Sammy was legit. He was cool.
It sounds like you didn't have time to bond with any of these dogs.
Nah, there was no bond. I mean, Coach, it's like we were a freaking orphanage at our house.
Okay.
So how long did you have these dogs for, like a month, a week, a year?
Years, Coach.
So you had that many dogs running around your house?
Always. We've always had dogs. So when we go to like Coachella now, which is our dog now, I didn't want Coachella. But my kids.
Coach, I'll edit that out.
No, I'm serious. Coach, after you've had 50 dogs in your life and you have 4 kids in your house, the last thing you want is a dog to take care of. But my kids were like, please, Dad, we want a dog. And here you go. We got Coachella. And guess who takes care of Coachella? You're looking at him, this guy.
My brother, he had a dog, Jade. Yeah, you got that clip for him?
No.
Hey, Jade, better
no. Fuck.
Where do you go? What page do you get off to?
I'm trying to multitask. We're balls deep here at the mothership.
Yes, okay. But he had a dog, Jade. It was a pit bull. It was his love. Jade passed away, and my brother has no tattoos.
He's got a tattoo.
I would have never guessed, Coach. He has a full beard. He looks like a homeless guy under the bridge in Austin.
But he now has a tattoo.
Of Jade?
Of Jade.
What? What does his wife think about that?
He got the paw print on his bicep.
How did he get Jade's paw print?
He took the dog to the vet, I guess.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
I love Jade.
And he got the paw print. I don't know if it's actual paw
print. Coach, it's probably just a dog print.
Are you serious?
I mean, Coach, Jade's been dead for how long?
Well, he got it when Jade died, so I figured he took...
What did he go to the coroner and get it?
I thought maybe.
Did Jade ever get arrested? They had paw prints of it?
I thought maybe...
Yeah, Jade robbed a bank.
I thought maybe
pull
he did.
Jade's file.
See, Jade had a crazy night, did a little drinking and driving.
It's a dog animal file.
I felt like maybe he dipped Jade's paw in ink, put it on his arm, and then went to the tattoo shop and had him do it.
Interesting.
Could that... I don't know. Now that you guys think it, now I'm like... What if it's not even Jade's paw print? What if it's just a dog print?
And who would know the difference? It's not like paw prints are like handprints. Like, they're different. Fingerprints, we all have unique fingerprints. Dogs, what? They have unique paws? I don't think so.
But now, his wife won't let him get a dog.
Why? Because of Jade?
She doesn't like dogs.
Oh.
And I'm like...
I mean, usually people are fighting about drinking and sleeping.
So Batter's Box has not had a dog in, I mean, 6 years, 7 years?
Dang.
And I'm like, he's a dog, dude.
What would be a good rhyme? Like, you know, bros before hoes, but for dogs.
Dogs before dykes?
What?
Oh. Didn't rhyme, Craig.
And didn't?
And what she's not a dyke. Like, what?
Well, I don't know. I just had to...
What are you talking about?
Hey, dogs before dames.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
Okay. Pups before...
Definitely doesn't rhyme, Coachy.
No, it does.
He's just saying words.
Do you not understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dogs before. But that doesn't rhyme.
No, I said pups before puss.
Okay, move on. It's a dumb bit.
Now, did you see the crazy? All right, Ray.
You're going to have to explain this one because you didn't do a good job explaining in the article.
Okay. Pups before.
No, oh. I went to USA Today to read this stupid-ass article Lunchbox retweeted, and they didn't do a good job of telling the story.
Oh, my God.
What is so this? I hope you
the
do a
FBI.
Better job.
Oh, the story that came out yesterday is the most unbelievable story I think I've ever read.
How many people did they bust? 800 or something?
Yeah.
All over the world.
All over the world. So, like, in 2018, this encrypted website, they shut it down.
What does that mean, encrypted website?
So they would send encrypted messages and, like, drug dealers.
What does encrypted mean?
Would you let me? It's like code.
Oh.
And so criminals.
Coach, you got music for this?
Were the only ones that were using it, and so they shut it down, and the criminals had nowhere to go to communicate because they don't want to use phones.
What about those burner phones like they do?
Because it can be tracked. Well, some use that, but they.
T-Mobile.
They use all these.
Cricket.
My grandma has one. They're now called. Jitterbox.
A cricket?
No, my grandma has a jitterbox phone.
What is that?
It looks like an iPhone, but it's called a jitterbox.
Oh. It's untraceable?
Probably.
Hey, does your mom sell a little yayo?
No, it's grandmom.
I mean, grandma.
Yeah.
But so that's anyway, the new cricket.
Okay. Anyway, so the FBI is sitting there going, well, man, we got to do, how can we come up with something to get to the criminals? And so they created this Anom or something. And it's like a device, kind of looks like a phone. And they had some old former criminal like help them with it because they wanted it to look real, legit.
And they sold it to the criminals?
So they started selling them on the black market.
They're like, hey, look, man, you want to stay away from the cops? Like, this is what you buy.
Yes.
But they were the cops.
But they were the cops.
Wow.
So they sold these all over the world. And they've been tracking it for 3 years.
Guys, this is actually a really cool story.
3 years. And so they decrypted 32 million messages.
Wow.
From criminals.
Well, they didn't really need to decrypt it because they own the freaking technology.
Right. But these criminals are sending these messages they think is private.
Like what? Example, like what?
Well, why would they go on this? I don't get why the criminals would know to go to this site.
No.
No, it's a device.
It's a device that the government or the FBI created, then acted like they were black market retailers and selling it to the bad guys.
Yes, they had.
And the bad guys were like, "This is genius. Thank you. We'll buy this." But the government made it.
So instead of saying, "Criminal, we're busting you," they said, "Hey, here's a iPhone. We'll bust you in 2 years. See you later."
Yes, yeah,
basically they were saying like, "Ooh, you need this technology."
And so they had informants. They had informants that were in these circles, criminal circles. They started saying, "Look, I'm using this," and they would sell it to other criminal organizations. So all over the world, people are using this, thinking they are being so secretive, and they're like, "Hey, man, the 6 kilos will be on this day. Blah blah blah. Make sure you pick it up." And for 3 years, and then yesterday they busted all these fools all around the world. So not only that, they were charging them $1,700 for 6 months of service, for every 6 months. So they made millions of dollars.
That's great.
From the criminals, and they busted them. Like, they arrested like 800 people, I think, 300 different crime organizations throughout the world.
Amazing.
And you know how many people are waiting on docs right now? Like, what's that shit?
No, coach, they're in jail.
Oh.
They're in jail. I mean, 3 years of it. And what's crazy is...
Well, it's all been crazy.
It almost got blown earlier this year because some, like, just like a technology blogger was like, man, I don't know. This doesn't seem very safe. Like, he was examining the Anom, and he was like, it seems like it's the privacy is not as secure as
Like,
he wasn't a criminal.
You idiot. He was just a blogger.
He was just a blogger.
You idiot.
He was just a blogger saying, I don't know if I would use this.
Hey, would any of you guys be good at being informers or informants? Informer.
No.
You'd be a bad informant?
Yeah, because you'd have to be undercover in the...
You'd have to be in it.
Yeah, you'd have to be in it, and you have to keep your cool.
Yeah, you have to act like you're a criminal, 100%.
Coach,
yeah.
Great job telling the story. You did a lot better job than USA
But isn't
today.
That incredible
it
that
is.
They invented this thing? They were sitting there, and they're like, man, well, they don't have any way to communicate now. Let's create something. And they did it, and they let them do it for 3 years, and they saved, like, a bunch of lives because it was like, hey, we're going to murder this family on this day.
Oh, they were murderers. All kinds of criminals,
all
right?
All kinds of criminals. So they were going to, like, you know, kill a family of five, and so they made sure the family of five wasn't home on that day.
But very smart, but if you're a criminal, hey, there's this device that all criminals are using. You're good, man. Here's this device. You should buy it.
Coach, I'm sure that exists.
Absolutely. They have to have a way to communicate.
Yeah, it's called Allies. sidewalks.
No.
Hey, bro.
How are you going to do a worldwide organization
from Belize
by going to the alley?
To King, what do you say, Pinghai?
Pinghai.
The fact that Shanghai, like, coach.
Shanghai.
I mean, coach, you're talking small crime business,
coach. A blogger went online and reviewed it. That's how well-known this little device that's so secretive is.
Ray.
When the bloggers are starting to review your device that's top secret, probably better to get a different device that's a better top secret.
Ray, you're thinking small potatoes in the alleys, dude. These guys were going worldwide, mother.
No, coach, I'm thinking French fries, mother. Grr.
I mean, we're talking, the encrypted little thing was hidden behind the calculator on the device. Like, you had to, I mean, that's so smart. Like, it wasn't like it was just there. Like
it's so smart, you didn't even explain it very well.
He did.
That, oh, my calculator. God. What do you mean a calculator?
You know, coach,
like you
put the numbers in, times 185 times 7.
It's genius, but it does show drug dealers aren't top of their class.
Oh, my God.
Coach, what do you think? That's why they're drug dealers.
Coach, somebody comes and hands you a device, and they're like, hey, every podcaster in the world is only able to access this. Nobody else can. You guys can tell podcast secrets all day long. Nobody else will ever get their hands on these. I would be worried tomorrow that somebody that wasn't a podcaster would get their hands on it.
Obviously, someone in deep.
Excuse me?
Is the one that said, hey, guys, this is the new device I started. Like,
yeah.
Like, just genius.
Look, man, like in our business, Mike Buckner, the head engineer, right?
Former.
If he came to you and said, everyone is using this microphone, you trust him.
Yes.
You say, hey, he knows what he's talking about.
But it would
take
somebody like him that much of a genius.
Well, yeah, that's who they got, coach.
That's my whole point with
informants.
Guy on the totem pole.
But
they didn't get the guy standing on the street corner selling dime bags.
Guys, listen, I'm not in the drug trade at all.
Are you in or are you out, Ray?
Yeah, do you? And then
here's what I'm saying. Just let me say this. You typically, it happened in my high school, okay? The guys would do word of mouth. So it was word of mouth. Hey,
but you're talking about teenagers.
Stop. But I'm just telling you the advancements of when you're going to get busted. So they did word of mouth for years. Then the one guy goes, I'm going to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Everybody who wants some, write your name on this list. Once it's on that list, that's one step
everybody
closer.
That wants what? Cheese?
Yes. That's one step closer to getting busted. Before it was just word of mouth. Word of mouth. There's no transcript. There's no little device from Anon. There's nothing. It's just word of mouth. Then they got greedy. Hey, I'm going to need a list because there's so many people. I don't want to mess up somebody's order. So he took a list. They got busted. Everybody on that list got busted. This is even a step further than the list with an Anon Black device. Hey, guys. Guess what? We can use this Anon Black device. I mean, when you're using that, you're like, holy crap. This is how you seriously get busted because it's getting transcribed and kept.
But they don't know. It's encrypted.
They marketed it like it was a black market item.
Yes, and it's encrypted, so you don't even think, even if someone gets a hold of it, they can't read it. Only problem is they're the ones that invented it, so they know exactly what everything can read.
They
can read it.
The code.
That's genius, but you're telling me, though, these people that had this device, they did sometimes think at night when they're at dinner with their families, hey, what if somebody read this black device?
No, because they thought it was encrypted.
They thought it was secure.
So they're like, oh, if they read it, they're going to say, oh, I took the dog for a walk. Oh, what does that mean? Who knows?
I mean, coach, to your point, I don't understand the lifestyle of a criminal. Like, I would be freaking out watching
every day
over
you
my
had to
shoulder.
Be thinking, is this the day I get
like,
busted?
Say you're a big-time drug dealer, right? And you make billions of dollars. Billions of dollars, but it's all illegal, and at any moment they can come get you.
Right.
How do you enjoy the billions of dollars as you're looking over your shoulder all day?
And my thing is, if you are that high up, like you make a billion, I'd be like, okay, I'm done, hand it off to the next guy and move.
No, you can't. See, this is the whole thing.
Because you get addicted to it.
No, it's not even that, coach. That you can't get out. All the information that you have, you think you're going to be able to quit. And when you quit, you're going to just tell whoever you want about our operation. You're out of your mind. This is a lifestyle, and you're in it. You're part of our family forever.
No, but what if you're
forever.
The top dog?
Doesn't matter.
What if you're the Escobar? You say, oh, you know what? I'm out.
No, that's fine. You can't say I'm out. You can't say I'm out because even though you're the top dog, you're only the top dog of your town. You're only the top dog of your region. You're not the top dog of the world, but guess what? The world has hundreds of top dogs.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you make your billion in your region, and then you say, all right, you know what? And in the middle of the night, you get on a plane, and you move, and you live in Jamaica the rest
they
of your life.
They find you. You can't, coach.
Gosh.
You can't just quit.
Kind of like Rodgers. He's in.
Coach, that's a great way to put it back.
He's in. It's like Julio Jones to the Titans.
He's in.
And Ray said the Titans are what?
Yeah, you might as well give us the ship.
Champs. Ships.
Vegas agrees. They took the over-under win total for the Titans from 9 to 9.5.
They gave him a game?
Half a game. That's how much thought Julio Jones moved the needle.
Wow.
They moved you up half a game.
Hey, those guys in the desert, they know what they're talking about, though.
I think they know what they're talking about. And they went from plus 120 to win the division to plus 110.
Hey, speaking of a lot of money, are you still betting on the Sox?
Every day.
How are we doing?
We're good. And I don't bet just money line anymore. We do the
minus
one
run
and a half.
Line.
Yeah, we do -1.5. We are up.
Run line.
Let's see. Hold on.
We started with $10, right? Or was it?
$9. Well, yes, we're up. Let me see. I got to log in.
Yep. Sounds like quite the system. You got the A9 device there. You guys put it on.
Oh shoot! Is that an A9?
No. But that Memorial Day weekend, I was out of town. We would have won all three games.
Yeah, but we were. You can't bet in Texas.
Can't bet. We are up $81. But that's with a $50 win on that one bet.
It doesn't matter. That's free
I know.
Money.
We're up $81.
I love it.
$81.40.
Can we cash out?
No. No, we don't cash out. Why would we cash out?
Because they're going to start losing games at some point.
1 hour, 1 hour.
Yeah, I mean, eventually.
We probably won't go more than that. We'll probably end up winning max 40. It'll probably be a 45 max.
They're going to keep winning games. They are one of the better teams in baseball.
Yeah, but the way the whole gambling lines are set up, like you're going to.
No, because all you got to do is keep betting -1.5 runs. They're going to keep winning by 1.5 runs. They're bats. They're crushing people. It's not like they're winning one-run games.
Okay. Man, I can't think of the person that told you guys to do the White Sox. Can't think of his name.
That would be Eddie.
Okay. It was me, Coach.
It was definitely Ray.
It was? You said the Blue Jays.
Definitely Ray. We said Blue Jays. Ray's the one that first said, I kind of like the White Sox.
And you're find
like,
the tape.
And you said, I don't know about that. I don't know. And then you're like, all right, if we're going to do White Sox, let's do it.
Find the tape.
In the podcast world, each podcast an hour, you find the tape.
Hey, no, I guarantee you. I guarantee you someone will find the tape.
Oh, yeah. Behance.
Nah, Pixley. Chris Pixley will find it.
He'll probably find it. Too.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. But, yeah, so the good news for today is Aaron Rodgers holding out, and my dog is A-OK.
Anything else?
Coach, that's great news.
No, I don't have much else. Okay. But, yeah. Eddie, you want to tease something, don't you?
Ooh, we were talking about FBI stuff, but I don't even know if I should even talk about it. All I can say is that my brother-in-law is an FBI agent, and he gave me some information about something going down here in the next couple of days that is crazy, mind-blowing. So let me wait. Maybe Friday.
Maybe Monday,
I can tell you. And I'll check with him if everything went A-OK. Coach, if it doesn't go A-OK, we may see it in the news before then.
Question.
Yeah.
Would he come on the pod?
No.
Oh.
Definitely not.
No. It was worth a shot.
No. Good try, though, Coach. Good try. But, man, there's something going down in the next couple of days, and it's crazy.
Is it going to make headlines?
Yes.
Front page news?
Yes.
What part of the world, Coach?
The United States.
Our part of the world.
Huh.
Pretty crazy.
Our neighborhood?
Not our neighborhood. Close, though.
Wow. I'm teased.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'll let you know.
Hey, guys, and don't forget, Father's Day is right around the corner.
Oh, really?
Right around the corner. ShopSoreLosers.com. I mean, that shameless father in your life needs a coach shirt, a Sore Losers Nation t-shirt, a koozie.
Oh, I was going to ask you about the koozies. Do we still have those slim koozies, Coach?
We do have the slim koozies.
I was playing golf yesterday, and I got myself a White Claw. The guy we were playing with, he made everyone get White Claw. So I was like, all right, whatever. Give me a White Claw, because I would never drink those. But it was his birthday. I'm like, hey, come on, give me a White Claw, whatever. And then I had I always keep a regular koozie in my bag, the regular sized one.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't fitting right, man. I needed that skinny koozie.
Did you get a koozie from Mike D's wedding?
Yes. I got two of them.
You did?
Yes.
I didn't
know. The wedding was a doozy, and all I got was a koozie.
Is that what it says on there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
I saw people carrying them around. I was like, where'd they get those?
I saw them as we were leaving, so I went back in to grab a couple.
Oh.
Did you end up taking a bunch of glow sticks?
Yeah, I did for the kids.
Yeah, I did too. And then my wife was like, you can't take those home. Our baby will just drink all those.
I took them for the kids, and then I left them in my sister's minivan. Forgot all about them. So
smart.
Hopefully she got them.
Smart. Did you sign the big picture on the way out?
I did sign the big picture.
Ray, do you know what we're talking about?
I hope to God I didn't sign it.
What did you sign on there?
I forgot to sign it. My wife may have signed it, though.
So what it is when you walk into the reception, there's a picture of Mike and his bride, and it has an empty white, like, canvas, I guess, and you're supposed to sign it, and then they'll frame it, and they hang it up in their house.
Yeah, but when we walked in, no one had signed it, and there was just a pen there, and I was like, I'm not going to be the first to sign this.
Right, and I think you're supposed to sign, because I don't think we were supposed to walk into the reception hall when we got there. I think we were supposed to go down to the chairs. And then we came back in. We were supposed to walk in the front door, see the sign, because you usually sign it on your way into the reception. I figured this all out later.
After.
And I just really realized that we probably weren't supposed to walk in there right now. And so, yes, we signed it on the way out because we didn't want to be the first. And then there was a little bit of space left. And the one lady's like, yeah, it's always a great time to sign it after we've all had 8 beers, isn't it? The lady next to me, I was like, yeah. So I was like, do you know what you want to say? You can go first. She goes, yeah, my 8-beer self is pretty confident in my message.
What was the message?
I don't remember her message.
She was like, see you next year. Have a cool summer.
Yeah. I signed your crack.
She's like, perfect.
Yeah.
Love Granny.
Yep. And I said, Mike, congrats. We had our doubts, but dating apps do work. You swiped, no more swiping right.
Wait, Coach, you wrote all this?
No more swiping right. Because you found your Mrs. Wright.
I knew it had to rhyme it with something.
Well, it's not a rhyme, Coach, when you use the same word twice.
No, it still rhymes.
No, it doesn't. It's the same word.
But you get
You swiped right and you found Mrs. Wright.
No more swiping left or right because you found your Mrs. Wright.
See, you got to do something like, hey, no more swiping left or right. Just keep it high and tight.
Well, what high and
well,
tight?
That doesn't make sense, but I'm saying that's a rhyme.
But that doesn't make sense.
But still, I'm saying that's a rhyme.
I understand.
You can't use the word twice and say, can you imagine every song we heard was just like, I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and I found the places. Like, I mean, stupid. You can't say the same word twice.
Thank you, ASCAP.
You're welcome. Yeah. BMI, Coach.
All right. BMI. Have a great day.
Those are writing companies in Nashville.
That's right.
Hit us up. We are thesorelosers@gmail.com if you want to email us. And, have a great day.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What'd you write on?
Oh, did I tell you people are Chris hit me up. He said people are making bets.
On your walk?
On my walk. Because I'm walking for a charity. I'm walking from West Virginia down to Tennessee.
That's a bit from the
Big Show. Yes. And so the Sore Losers Nation is going to take bets on how fast I can get from all my daily goals.
Oh my God.
I know. So I mean, but if we're going to do this.
Who's handling that money?
I think Chris might be doing it. I don't know.
All right.
But the Sore Losers Nation on Facebook, their Facebook group. Really okay. Cool.
All right.
I'm guessing you get attacked by a hooker somewhere between Virginia and Tennessee.
A hooker?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know her. All right. We done?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay. Goodbye. We're done. All right. Goodbye.